head coach of the perennial Eastern Conference champion right now, the Edmonton Oil Kings. Derek Laxall joins us. Derek, how you doing?
Not too bad, Jason. How are you today?
Well, I guess a tale of two games. As a coach, you got to love it. Your offense explodes in game one, and then your defense batting down the hatches in game two.
Well, you know what? We were pretty fortunate in game one. I thought we took advantage of some average goaltending with Langhammer, and we got up there early in the second period, 7-0, and just kind of, you know, coasted on to a victory. But, you know, in game two, we expected a pushback, and Langhammer was much sharper, and I think we ended up going up 2-0 in the second period, and they got it to 2-1, and we held that till the end of the game and got that. So it was a lot tighter like we expected, but we'll take both wins.
Derek, winning never gets old, but does it get... Is it somewhat easier once you're in a winning organization now for the new guys to come in, because all of your leaders know what it takes to win? And while the coach can say it all the time, your players likely can deliver that message a little bit different to the young guys coming up than you can.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you can kind of hear the guys talking behind closed doors or getting prepped for a game there just between the warm-up and the start of the game. You hear some of the older guys talking about, you know, this is the way we work, this is what we do. And it's great for the young kids coming through because they're part of that experience, and it's the culture that you want to build and you want to put in place. And we've been very fortunate over the last 4 years to be in the playoffs every year, and that's the experience you want your players to have. And, you know, for example, you know, you look at some of these kids that are going to go in the playoffs for the Oklahoma City Barons, and when those kids make that jump to the National Hockey League, they're going to know what it takes to be like to be a part of the playoffs and help that transition.
Derek Laxall, head coach of the Oil Kings, joins us. And, you know, for you, Derek, you winning that, I said earlier, doesn't get old for you, but you look at, you know, and I know that you want to focus on the team and everything, but for you, are you realizing, you look at your resume and say, hey, you know, I think I'm ready for the next step. You know, has your phone rang a lot the last few off seasons, and do you expect it to ring again this year?
Well, there's been a few nibbles, but, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of learned from a guy that you don't really go out canvassing and wait for people to call, and we'll see what happens there. But I got a job, a task at hand to do here, and obviously if something arises or opens up at the next level, I'll definitely see what happens. But this is such a great opportunity here coaching the Oil Kings, and the whole organization is unbelievable. But go about your daily job, and everything else, look after itself, is kind of my motto.
And I understand, you know, you have to have that model and be patient. And I'm guessing you just keep building your resume, Derek. And for you, the only thing it lacks, I guess, is a Memorial Cup championship. And you got a lot of guys on your team. You know, there's a few of them we think Griffin Reinhart, likely his last season. Maybe Curtis Lazar's last season. Cody Corbett, definitely his last season. That motivation's there for your team. And it seems that your focus, again, as an organization has been spot on. You really haven't had any lapses so far in the playoffs.
Well, you know what, Jason, it's kind of funny because, you know, you talk and you're trying to focus on winning a championship in your league, and that's so hard to do. And then when you win that championship, you got to go from a high and then you go right back to an even keel and try and get to the Memorial Cup, and you got to go through that tournament within a week. It's such a hard trophy to win, and I won it as a 16-year-old with the Portland Winterhawks in 82-83, and it's just such a roller coaster ride. But, you know, we've got a lot of work at hand here just to battle for this Eastern Conference title. And you know, we're up 2-0 against a very good Medicine Hat Hockey Club, and you know, our focus right now is on game three.
Looking ahead to Medicine Hat, Derek, what type of different matchups do you expect now that they have last change?
Well, you're definitely going to see the bulk line almost every second shift, and they're going to try and match up against probably Samuelson's line. So we have no problem that as long as we get one of our two defensive pairings out against them, we'll be happy. And then obviously the guys that are out against them, they've got a job to do. They've got to get pucks in deep and limit the turnovers, and obviously it's going to be a loud, crazy building. They've had some great crowds in there, and they've got a rich history in the playoffs, and it's going to be a battle for us. And we played there last year. We know what to expect, and you know what? Game three is going to be a tough game. We got to be ready to at the drop of the puck.
You mentioned they're going to want the Volk line to go up against Samuelson's line?
Yes, they are. The two lines we've been checking with them has been Lazar and Kieser's line, and they want to go head-to-head against Samuelson's line. And to be honest with you, if we can get pucks in deep on them and force them to defend, we'll be fine with that because that's a big, strong, heavy line.
I was just going to say, you're not overly concerned about that, I wouldn't think, just with the size and the experience you have on the Samuelson line.
Well, I'm not. You know what, Dan? I think defensively, you know, the Samuelson line is a little bit built more for offense, so try not to get those guys hemmed in defensively. If we can get them on the offense, then we'll take that matchup. But right now, we're going to roll our lines hard. We'll double shift Curtis' line a little bit in case they get the double matchup. But we've had a lot of success in our last few years. Our kids are confident, and we really enjoy playing in there. It's a great atmosphere, a great building, and it's a place to play.
Has Curtis Lazar taken his game to that next level this year in the postseason?
Well, you know what? I don't know if you saw him play as a 16 or 17 in the playoffs. He was outstanding. The year we won as a 16, he had elevated his game, and he's done that again right now. You just see it starting to take steps, and I thought last night he really took a step forward in that playoff leadership and just kind of putting this team on his back and taking it to that win. But he's enjoying it. You can tell when Curtis is playing well. If you watch the World Juniors, that smile just gets bigger and bigger, and you saw that last night. It's just infectious. So he really has taken his game to another level.
Derek Laxdal joins us. Derek, Medicine Hat coming off that 7-game series. Do you think there was any fatigue in game one?
Well, you know what? It's hard to say right now. We're not going to worry about it. Obviously, we got game one win we're happy with, and we got game two. And we skated on the day between games, and they didn't. And I thought they had a pretty good push yesterday, and they played pretty well. And I expect the same thing tomorrow night. Both teams aren't skating today. Most likely be optionals tomorrow morning. So I expect both teams to be very energized at the start of that game three.
Edgar's called already with 14 points in the playoffs this season in 11 games. He's coming off he really took a step this year in the regular season, had 30 and 30, 60 points, and now over a point a game. Just talk about his evolution as a player.
Well, he's really taken some steps. You look at last year, he was playing on our third line and, playing behind guys like Dylan Ruck and Michael St. Juan. And this year, he's moved right up in that top six with Curtis and Brett Pollock. He's done a fantastic job. And he plays on the power play. He plays on the penalty kill. And his work ethic is second to none. He just hunts pucks, and he's just tenacious on the puck. And he gets rewarded for it. He has turned over some pucks in the first two games. Curtis's first goal in game one and then the second goal last night on the shorthanded goal. He was outstanding. And he's one of those guys that he gets an opportunity to score. He's going to score by just hard work and turning over pucks, and then he defends very well. And he really has taken a step. I know a lot of NHL teams are talking about him, and he's moved up the draft status there. He's one of the guys. He would be a perfect third line guy in the National Hockey League.
Is he a great example of a late developing? Kind of strange to say when he's only 19 years of age, but you know what I mean, Derek. This was a guy who it took a little time. He comes over from Latvia to really get comfortable, and now we're just seeing him with the confidence and the strength and everything all emerging a little bit later than some of the great guys who get drafted when they're 17, 18.
Yeah, it is. Everybody takes a different path to the same destination, right? His development's a little bit later, but you know what? Even when he first came over, that's one thing we really noticed about his game is just the work ethic, and he doesn't quit on pucks. He's always hunting pucks, and he's got a great stick. And for him to take this step offensively, it's been huge for our hockey club with all the players we lost last year. But he's really flourished in his role, and he's become a great penalty killer, and he does a great job on the power play. And he's one of those guys, is he ready to make the jump at 19? And, he may come back for a 20-year-old year, and then, he's going to be that much bigger and stronger. So he really has taken a step, and obviously he's getting a lot of looks from NHL clubs.
One last one for you, Derek. Where do you rank in the ping pong rankings of your team?
You know what? I haven't played in a while. It's the kids have been playing a little bit here, but we really haven't been around too much to have some ping pong time. When we are at Rexall, it's either the Rush playing or there's a concert, so we really have to limit that. But it's been fired up a little bit here when we close out a round, and hopefully we can get that going if we can seal up this round here.
When you are playing, are you top five?
No, I'm probably top 50.
top 50 out of 25. Okay, well, that's good. Now,
that's including the rink stuff.
Who wins between you and Coach Hamilton?
Oh, Hammy beats me all the time here. I get the odd win off there, but he's really improved his game. He's kind of like Eddie Cole. He's taking his game to another level.
Yeah, he's a late developer in ping pong is what you're saying.
Oh, he's really paid a lot of attention to it. He's working on his spin, and he's always got Griffin Reinhardt or Henrik Samuelsson. He's always looking to improve his game.
Can Graham play at all? Corey?
I haven't seen Corey play. He kind of strides away from it. That might be my...
Yeah, that might be... Hey, if you got to build your confidence up, so I'm just suggesting maybe get CG out there for a game.
I'll throw out a challenge to him and I'll let you know.
Well, Derek, enjoy the road trip. Best of luck in the next two games in the hat.
All right, thanks, Ace. Appreciate it.